So, down 17-7 in that second period, what was kind of that feeling for you guys? Like, I think just to kind of be able to rally, kind of regroup and, you know, come back?
Yeah, so we knew we had to fight, obviously, down 10 points. Gabby came in, put up an amazing serving run, and we really used everyone, and we needed everyone for that set. Didn't end up taking it away, but we took that momentum into the rest of the match, and here we are.
What does that say about your team as a whole?
I think we're pretty gritty. I think that we're really good at bouncing back and encouraging each other and utilizing everyone to really get to that final end result that we want.
This is a team, I mean, obviously it seems like you still are learning each other, you're learning how to play together. I guess over the course of these first few games, maybe in these first two home games, what have you learned about what it takes to be successful with this group?
Yeah, I mean, Coach said it himself when we first met, that it takes at least 8 weeks to become a team. I think at that 8 week mark, we saw a really big turning point where we were playing as a team. We kind of get used to each other's tendencies, what we all need, and we've just really been maximizing on that and utilizing that. So hopefully we continue to do that moving forward.
Two home matches, two wins. How do you feed off of the crowd here?
Oh, the crowd is amazing. Columbus has showed up and showed out for both matches. I know it's hard to get out on a Monday at 7 p.m., but they were here and they were loud and we felt them.
And going back to that second set, how are you guys able to really use that momentum even though you didn't win that second set going into the third and fourth?
Yeah, I think just finishing strong and then heading to the locker room and having conversations where we're talking about carrying on that momentum and feeding off of how we ended that set and then just pulling that forward into the third and fourth fourth set.
How do you compare your experience so far, the four games now, with what you did before? I mean, what's the differences coming into this league?
Yeah, I mean, my only experience is college indoor volleyball. I didn't go play overseas, so I can't really speak of leaving the U.S. to play, but I mean, just the passion and fight everyone has on this team. They're here because this is our job and this is what we want to do, and we love this. There's no exterior factors, and you really feel that, yeah.
You ladies have to be ecstatic because Coach was talking last week about everywhere you've gone, it's been huge crowds.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been great. There's nothing like playing at home, though, in front of our people, and I hope that we can keep getting them out into the stands. I feel like we've given two really, really great volleyball matches, and I just hope that they keep showing up.
But you're not surprised by how Ohio...
No, I'm not.
Generally, right?
No, I'm not. As a Ohio native, and I've lived in Columbus since I went to Ohio State, I knew our fans would be here, and I know that they would be loud and rowdy, and even on a Monday at 7, they're out here supporting us. So, yeah, we appreciate it, and I knew that they would show up.